Hello. Welcome to 5 Minutes with Pastor Otile. Jesus Christ is still the same yesterday, today, and forever. I hope you had a wonderful sleep. You're welcome to the program once again. I'm just on a few things with you from the scriptures. And I'm sharing from the words of the Master. You know, in John chapter 17, Jesus was praying for his disciple. And he said so many beautiful things in his prayer. And in verse 20, he said something very remarkable. You know, Jesus prayed for you and I. He said that, neither pray I for these alone, but for them also who shall believe on me through their word. That is you and I right there. That is you right there. He says, neither pray I for these alone. In other words, I'm not praying for only the disciples, these 12, but for them also who shall believe on me through their word. Wow, I believed in him through their word. They spoke to someone, that person spoke to someone, the person spoke to someone, and then it trickled down to me. Hallelujah. It trickled down to you. So we have believed on him through their word. Then it says that they all may be one. Verse 21. As thou, Father, art in me, and I in thee, that they also may be one in us, that the world may believe that thou hast sent me. Then verse 22 is what I want you to see. It says, and the glory which thou gavest me, I have given them, that they may be one, even as we are one. It says, the glory which thou gavest me, I have given them. Meaning that we share his glory. Hallelujah. Today I'm talking about the Father of glory. He says that, and the glory which thou gavest me, the glory which he had with the Father. He says, the same glory I have given unto them. Hallelujah. Now, that is so remarkable. I have given the same glory that you gave to me, to them. Now, when you read in 2 Corinthians chapter 3 verse 18, there's something that is communicated by Paul, by the agency of the Spirit, that is so remarkable as well. He said that, but we all with open face, beholding as in a glass, the glory of the Lord, are changed into the same image from glory to glory, even as by the Spirit of the Lord. Hallelujah. That's serious. It says, but we all with open face, beholding as in a glass, the glory of the Lord. Now, the word glass is actually mirror. If you look into a mirror, who do you see? You see yourself, don't you? If you look into a mirror, you see yourself. You don't see another person, you see yourself. So he said that we all with open face, beholding as in a glass. Then he says, the glory of the Lord. Wow. Meaning that I am the glory of the Lord. Because when I look into a glass, when I look into a mirror, I see myself. So I'm the glory of God. Jesus said, the glory that I had with you, I have given the same glory to them. Not only did he give us the same glory, we are actually the glory of the Lord. Hallelujah. I am the glory of the Lord. I am the glory of the Lord. That is remarkable. I am the glory of the Lord. I'm the resplendence of the Lord. I'm the outshining beauty of the Lord. Oh, hallelujah. He says, we are changed into the same image from glory to glory. You may not look glorious today, but the more you look into the word, the more you see yourself. And the more you see yourself, the more you become who you are. The more you express who you are. You see? Now, go to Ephesians chapter 1. Let me read this one to you. Ephesians chapter 1 from verse 15. Paul was praying for the church in Ephesus, and he said something. He said that, wherefore I also, after I heard of your faith in the Lord Jesus, and love unto all the saints, cease not to give thanks for you, making mention of ye in my prayers, that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give unto you the spirit of wisdom and revelation and knowledge of him. He calls him, he says, the Father of glory. The Father of glory. That's serious. The Father of glory. If God is referred to as the Father of glory, then we can be referred to as the sons of glory. You see, you can't say the father of Mike and call Mike the son of Mike. It doesn't work that way. You see, if you are calling the father of Mike, then it means that the son is Mike. So if he says the father of glory, then it means that we are glory. Hallelujah. We are glory, and hence our father is referred to as the father of glory. Oh, hallelujah. I am the glory of God. Think on this word today, that you are the glory of God, because you are. You are the glory of God. You are the beauty of God in this life. If someone is looking for God, he has to contact you, because you are the center of God's affairs. You are the center of God's operations. And hence, you are the glory of God in this world. Go forth and shine, because you are the glory of God. He is referred to as the Father of glory. You are glory. That is why he is referred to as the Father of glory. I love you very much. Until I see you tomorrow, keep shining, because you are the glory of God. Bye-bye.